This is WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo. Applications are being accepted for the fifth class of the Entrepreneurship Bootcamp for Veterans with Disabilities. Purdue's Krannert School of Management is one of eight schools from across the country that teach the bootcamp. Joining me to talk about it are Professor Elaine Mosakowski and Melissa Evans, Krannert's Director of Military and Veterans Affairs. Thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
Let's talk a little bit about the boot camp in general. What is it? What's the goal? Do you want to start, Elaine?
Sure. The idea behind the boot camp is that veterans have often difficulty integrating into traditional corporate jobs. And as an alternative and a way to rebuild their lives, we're offering them self-employment and entrepreneurship as an avenue to move forward. And so the idea is, because of their skills, because of their challenges, together we think entrepreneurship works for some veterans, and especially veterans with disabilities. And so the boot camp is an intense intervention in their lives where we teach them the basics of entrepreneurship. We try to motivate them to use that as a way to move forward with their lives. And then we really support them afterward to make sure that they don't hit too many significant stumbling blocks and that they can start their businesses.
So this isn't one or two day come in and then you're out the door and on your own?
No, not at all. So we do an online program to bring them up to speed with the basic language of business, basic concepts of business, and that runs about 3 weeks. And then we bring them in for an intensive 9-day workshop, which has about 90 hours of face-to-face instruction during 9 days. So it really is a boot camp. I mean, at the end of it, they're completely exhausted. And then afterward, we follow them for 11 months with mentorship programs, grant applications, all sorts of assistance. One thing I'd love to talk about today is our student involvement in the boot camp and working with the veterans after they leave the boot camp to start their businesses. So we give them all sorts of support because, as you know, entrepreneurship is a very difficult thing to achieve, you know, to be successful starting a business. And so we want to essentially stack the deck to help them succeed with entrepreneurship.
You mentioned online and on campus. Is it all at Purdue?
Yes. You know, we'll often have an event in Indianapolis just to kick things off. But basically, you know, it's the Purdue faculty, staff, different alumni coming in, the students coming together here on campus to help them.
How is it structured as far as cost or the timeline? Melissa?
The Purdue program this fall is from November 1st through November 9th. There's no cost to the veterans. They've already paid the price for admission, and Purdue is honored to host this program for them.
Who can apply? Who gets in traditionally?
Traditionally, students that can apply are veterans with disabilities. It's focused on post-9/11 veterans. They have to show proof of disability. In order to apply for the program, they need two letters of recommendation, a resume, and a completed application, which they do online.
And if I can just interject there, it's important that veterans from all over the U.S. can apply. So while we, you know, focus on veterans from the Midwest, if any of your listeners may know somebody in Nevada or Utah who's interested in starting a business, please have them come to our website and look at it.
And do they need to have prior business experience or a bachelor's degree or such?
No, they do not have to have any certain requirement on education. They have to have a drive for being an entrepreneur.
What's the timeline like for the application process? When do they need to get their information submitted?
It would be great if they could submit their application as soon as possible. We are accepting applicants for this year's class. Syracuse manages the applications. Then they will send us applications, and we interview students from the pool of applicants.
Yeah, but the applications are essentially rolling applications. So if they were to miss our boot camp now, there are the other universities and other business schools who are putting on the EBV. So anybody could attend one of the later EBV programs. So at any point, we love you to apply as soon as possible, but we'll take your applications at any point.
And so this is the fifth year. How did Purdue get involved with this?
I think Dean Kozier, who is the former dean of the School of Management here at Krannert, he was a leader in really embracing this program here at Purdue. I myself have a personal connection because the founder of the program at Syracuse, who started this 7 years back, Professor Mike Haney at the Syracuse School, and now he runs a institute for veterans and military families. He's a former student of mine. And so I actually was involved in running this program and hiring Mike Sakaya to run this program at the University of Connecticut. So in some ways, you know, I feel like I've got connections at several of the schools. I just joined the faculty here about a year and a half ago. And when my husband and I were looking at coming to Purdue as faculty, it was so exciting to see that Purdue already was hosting this program that, you know, it just made it a natural place for us to join.
And do you hear back from people who have gone through the program the past couple of years?
We mentor the students for over a year. So, of course, we've been mentoring them, and they have applied for grants. This past month, $16,000 worth of grants were awarded to the veterans from the 2012 class. And in order to apply for the grant, they had to have applied for a legal entity for their business, or they have their business already running. We view success as if students have went back to school, gotten a new job, just improved their life, and went on with their entrepreneurship idea.
Yeah. And so we have several of our, we call them our EBV alumni, who have been moving forward, you know, doing the legal filings. And, you know, their types of businesses are all across the map. So it's exciting to watch these businesses develop. So we have Brenda, who is working on a business to create a retirement home in outside of Houston. And so she's been moving forward, investigating, you know, the cost structure. She actually wants to build a physical facility for a very kind of progressive retirement home in that area. And so she's been working on getting things set up there, getting permits. You know, there are various other alumni we could talk about, like Craig Tesari.
Craig Tesari is actually in Lebanon, Indiana, and he has a firm that does a lot with recycling, and he does government contracts, and it's high level recycling. He viewed the boot camp as not just a PowerPoint presentation, but a real live exercise where he got to learn from world-class teachers, entrepreneurs, and from his classmates, and of course, from the Purdue students as well.
And another thing that's really exciting about the businesses that they're working on is many of the businesses they're working on are designed to help other veterans. And so Ryan Odinson from the Inland Empire in California, he's creating a business to essentially rehab houses that have been sitting on the market for a long time that are in mortgage lenders' portfolios. And what's exciting about his business idea is to rehab those houses, he's training other veterans. So training them in things like plumbing, electricians, construction. And so, you know, he's been moving forward in that. And ultimately, his goal is not just to help other veterans, but then as his company becomes profitable, to give back to the EBV. So we've been talking to him about, you know, once you start making money, you know, we'd like a piece of that, and we'll definitely take because there's always needs for us to fundraise. You know, it's important because this is completely cost-free to the veterans that every year Melissa and I have to go out there with our development people and try to essentially cover the cost of the program.
What's the experience like for the veterans once they get on campus? Obviously, they have a good idea what they're getting into, but what is that day-to-day life for that 9 days?
Well, they do know what they're getting into because we've been in constant communication with them. But on the other hand, they really can't imagine it. So I've had the experience where veterans show up directly being whisked away from the airport, arriving, you know, in Indiana. And they're still not sure that the experience is really real. And so, you know, I had one who said that he wasn't sure it wasn't a scam, that it was possibly a scam, until he went to the airport and there was a plane ticket with his name on it. And they said, okay, these people really mean business. And then they come here, and one of the first things we do is we give them a laptop. And so, you know, suddenly they're being treated very royally. And I think, you know, that's really the philosophy of the program, is this is not going to be some, you know, cut rate, cobbling things together. We really want to give them a world-class experience. And because of their service and because of their sacrifice, we really believe they deserve that. And so we try to put them, you know, in the nice hotels with the best alumni, the best mentors, the best programs we can hook them up with. We'll bring faculty in from around the country who are world-class experts in their subject matter, because we want them to hear what they need to hear from the best people possible. They get a little bit overwhelmed, but that's good. You know, they go home, they've got drive, motivation, and they've got building blocks from a business education perspective that they they can continue to learn and grow and develop their lives. And I think what's really powerful is it's not just an intervention for the vets, it's also an intervention for their families. And so their spouses, their children, their parents, all of that are really affected by this. To be honest with you, we're really proud of that.
It's the Entrepreneurship Boot Camp for Veterans with Disabilities. You can get more details and a link to the application information on our website, wbaa.org. Professor Elaine Mosikowski and Melissa Evans, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you. Our pleasure.
Good luck. We'll check back in November, I guess.
That'd be great.
You're listening to WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzow.